welcome to Renew by Down to Earth Ministries. My name is Isaiah Powell. I'm the founder and director here at DTEM, and I'm also going to be the host for today's episode of Renew. And today we're going to be continuing on in our Easter series called Not So Last Words as we look at some of the phrases Christ made from the cross. Last week we looked at, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And this week we're going to be looking at, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so let's open up our Bibles to, if you're able to, and follow along with us at Luke chapter 23, and we'll be in verses 26 through 35. Here in the Gospel of Luke chapter 23, starting in verse number 26, it says, "And as they led him away, that being them leading Jesus Christ away, they laid hold upon one Simon a Cyrenian coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed art the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. Now, I don't want to sound sacrilegious or anything, just want to use this as an illustration. But put yourself for a moment in Jesus' shoes. You're an innocent person, sentenced to death, a death that was reserved for the worst of the criminals. One of those criminals of which was let go just so that you would be able to be punished. Because that's what happened in this passage, in the previous verses, just before where we began reading here in Luke chapter 23. Pilate gave the people a choice. He could let Barabbas, a man guilty of sedition and murder, go free, or he could let the innocent Jesus go free. An easy choice, right? Well, maybe apparently not for the Jews. It may seem like the obvious choice was to let Jesus go, to let him go free. But that's not who they chose. They chose Barabbas instead. So they took Jesus, and they beat him, and they crucified him. Put yourself in his shoes for a moment. Imagine being the most innocent person to ever live, and yet you're being put to death like the worst of the worst. Would you still say, Father, forgive them? I don't know about you, but I'm not sure that that would even be a thought in my mind at that moment. So how could Jesus say this? How could he say, after all that he went through, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Well, really, the answer tells us a lot about what we need to know, about what Jesus was like and who he is. The Gospel of Luke here gives us a brief picture of how Jesus was led to be crucified. And as a great crowd gathered and followed, as they made their way to Calvary, women cried. After all, it would have been a rather upsetting scene. Even if you didn't like Jesus, even if you wanted him to be crucified, seeing him beaten, bruised, torn up, his body would have been in disrepair. Couldn't even recognize that he was a human. Flesh torn open from the whips and the beating. It would have been traumatizing. And as the woman wept for what was happening to Jesus, he tells them not to cry for him. They should be crying instead for themselves, for their children. And he foretells of a rather disturbing time to come. But of all the things that he was going through, he still cared more for others than he did his own pain. See, it's easy for us to say the right thing, to preach the right things, to say amen on Sundays to the right thing as the preacher preaches. It's easy to say, we can do this, we should do this, this is the right thing to do. But it's harder to actually do it in times of greatest struggle. But Jesus held true to his plan. He was able to do it. He was determined to go through it all so that redemption could be real for mankind. Matthew 27 tells us more about Pilate's response when the people wanted to crucify Jesus. In verses 24 and 25, it says, when Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to it. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. See, Pilate said, I don't see anything, I don't see fault in him. This is an innocent man. But he couldn't convince the crowd to not crucify him. So he washed his hands of it, and the people willingly took all responsibility for the actions that were about to take place. The people took responsibility for the crucifixion of Jesus. They were willing to take that upon themselves and upon their descendants. Even so, Jesus asked God the Father to forgive them. He said, for they know not what they do. They did not believe he was truly the Son of God. They did not accept him to be the Messiah. Because of this, they did not think that they were crucifying the perfect only begotten Son of God, the Christ, the Savior. But they did. And they accepted the responsibility for that action. And no, we may not have been there in person. We may not have drove the nails into his hands, put the crown of thorns upon his head, beat him with whips, mocked and yelled at him. But we are too responsible. It was our sin that held him there. It was our iniquities that he bore on that cross. It was us that were guilty. But because of God's forgiveness on his behalf, because of that act of love on the cross, because of forgiveness to the fullest extent, we, like Barabbas, are set free, and Christ took our place. This short phrase that Jesus spoke from the cross tells us a lot about who he is. It tells us about how loving, how merciful, how gracious, and forgiving he is. None of us have experience at this. Not this kind of forgiveness. But we can all probably assume that it would take more forgiveness than we have ever showed to anyone at any time to be able to forgive those who killed you. And thankfully, that same Jesus who died and rose again, that same Jesus who forgave those who crucified him, that same Jesus is still willing and ready to forgive today. He died for our sins, took our place on the cross, so we could be forgiven of our guilt. So we could be set free, and he could take our place. And he has not lost any amount of the mercy and grace that he showed on that day, and he is ready to pour it out upon all who will call upon him. And we can be confident that he can and will forgive any whosoever. That's all for this episode of Renew. Until next week, God bless.